All right, welcome everybody. Jeff Craig here with you. We just got done listening to The Local Lunch, where you also heard some Mean Motor Scooter. And now I am joined by everybody from the band. Welcome everybody. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. Here are the members of Mean Motor Scooter.
Awesome. I guess I'll start. I'm Joe. I play bass.
I'm Rebecca. I play keys.
Sammy, play guitar and sing.
I'm Jeff, and I play drums.
All right, so Mean Motor Scooter, let's get into it. You guys have not been a band for I wouldn't say for a very long time. You formed somewhere in the 13-14 range.
It's like 2015, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how the band came together, and I guess the first EP and the sound, how it changed once you guys added Rebecca into the mix in 2016.
We're kind of still finding our sound, and we kind of get bored playing certain genres over and over again, so we just kind of like to change it up. And we got to the point where we wanted to add a fourth member, and we talked about doing guitar, but we also wanted some keys, and it fit really well on Hindu Flying Machine, so it stuck.
You guys were the Fort Worth Weekly Best New Artist. And you had a certain sound, and then you've changed the sound, and now it seems like you're picking up even more steam. Do you picture yourselves maybe going with another change for this next album that you may be working on, or is this kind of the sound that you think you want to stick with for a while?
They're all tied together with a common thread, but I think the next release is definitely going to sound very different from the last one.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the touring that you guys have done. I know you guys went out to California and played out there. The shows have always looked great, but how was the reception to your sound maybe a little different out on the West Coast versus what you get here in DFW?
It was pretty cool. I mean, everybody's really receptive, but we've been told from people for like a long time, like, oh, you gotta get out to the West Coast, you guys go good out there, and people really seem to dig it. There's, you know, quite a few people at the shows. It was really cool.
Yeah, San Francisco was my favorite show of that on that tour.
Yeah, that was cool. We met Jello Biafra and Black Dahlia. That was pretty cool.
Is there any other places in the country that you think you guys definitely want to get in and test your sound out there?
Yeah, all of it, everywhere. I mean, yeah. Yeah, we definitely want to go East Coast.
I think we talked about going to Chicago one time.
Yeah, we need to get more Midwest.
All right, Lolaween's coming up. We're less than a week away. So tell me a little bit about how the plan came together to put together this lineup, and why play a Halloween show?
Oh, Chase.
Why not play a Halloween show?
Yeah, exactly. I got in contact with Jamie and Aaron about setting up that show, and we were talking about who we can add on the list, and we talked to Jordan from Son of Stan, and he reached out to Rex.
Okay.
And from then on, we already knew Loafers and
then Ting Tang Tino. We'd played a show with them, and then also Vaden from the Toadies played a show with us. We opened up like Panther City Vinyl, I think, together.
Okay.
And it's, you know, his daughter's in Ting Tang Tino,
right.
So she was there, and we just kind of got to talking. We're like, oh hey, you know, they'd be a perfect fit, because we were thinking about adding, you know, another band to it. So and they were able to do it. So it was pretty cool.
So when you're looking at this lineup, I see a nice blend of the genres there. Was that something that you definitely wanted to have going on with this show, or was it just kind of by chance and you're like, you know what, we can all play together, it'll be great?
Well, yeah, I don't know if that was necessarily our intention to start with, but I think it was Jordan was like, hey, we should add Rex and kind of mix this up a little bit, and we all thought that was a good idea, so just kind of kept mixing it up. But it's Halloween, you know, like Halloween show is supposed to be kind of fun like that.
Absolutely. So where is, obviously most people have figured it out, but where is Lolaween going to take place, and how can people find out how to come see you?
That's a good question.
So yeah, it'll be at Lola's, Lola's Saloon. I don't know the address, but if you look it up, it's the only one.
And it's actually Halloween night. It's not the weekend before. It's actually Halloween, which is a Wednesday.
Right. It is on Halloween,
yeah.
At Lola's.
And we will be in full costume.
Are you being serious right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm dead serious.
Oh, yeah. You're going to pull like a Wes Borland to be out there in a bunny suit?
Well, just
we do
have
encourage
to come out,
others
come and find
to follow
out.
Suit by wearing a costume.
So you should wear a costume. Are you guys going to have any type of best costume contest?
You know, we didn't even think about that, but we did a Halloween show once at the Cellar, and we had a best costume contest, and it turned into kind of a hot mess.
Okay, so when we listen to the sound of the music, I'm just guessing that you guys all have different influences in your background of music. So what were some of your influences, and how do they directly correlate with Mean Motor Scooter?
Well, we have a lot of influence in old punk sound, old garage sound. Chase is really into Albini.
That's right.
And you guys have your own thing.
I played a lot of classical piano before, which was why I was kind of puzzled whenever you guys were like, we need keys. And I'm like, but you guys know how I play. Like, but I mean, it was a challenge to kind of figure that out, like the rock and roll kind of garagey keys that were needed for Mean Motor Scooter. So it was fun.
Did you go back and listen to like Doors albums and kind of see how...
Yeah,
how
a little
that
bit.
Went in a little
yeah,
bit?
I definitely checked some of that out and just kind of some of the older, you know, the Zombies or whatever.
What, this is going to be probably four different answers, but what are your favorite songs on Hindu Flying Machine? Whether it's the production process, the writing of the song, or your favorite song to perform live?
Oh, I'll start. I guess mine is We're Not Alone. I really like the way that one starts. It's got this kind of like, I don't know, real 60s kind of jangle to it when it comes in. So just from a production standpoint, since I recorded it, I was kind of fond of that one.
Well, I was going to say We're Not Alone as well, but we were not alone in that decision. But I like Wave Spotting also. That's one rocks out and it's kind of more surfy.
Okay.
I think I like Cosmonaut the most because it's the most noisy and it's got the craziest things going on.
I like Brainhole. I like playing that song live.
Okay. My favorite is probably Sea Serpent, but I'm a big fan of Shapeshifter. So those awesome. Are the two, like, those are the two that I play the most. I know when I'm here in the local lunch playing them, those are two that just, I immediately, as soon as I search the name, I'm like, oh, this is what's going in for today's lunch.
Awesome.
So looking ahead, we've got Lolaween. What's up next for Mean Motor Scooter or any of your other bands that you guys are all involved in?
Well, we're finishing up an EP. We recorded two EPs over the summer, and we're going to release one of them the very beginning of the year. And other than that, we're just, you know, playing shows and doing stuff.
So how do you balance having, like, real-life jobs? Because you all came from work to come do this interview today. How do you find a balance in real life jobs and then being in a band?
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
We're tired all the time.
Yeah. You just do it. If it's something you're passionate about, you make time.
I know it's still late in 2018, but what are some of the plans for 2019?
Well, I don't know. We don't have anything set in stone really for next year, but I know we've got some goals. You know, we want to tour some more, you know, push these two records, and we're going to shoot a music video pretty soon here. Yeah. So just keep working. We get bored. So we've always got to do something.
Gotcha. And where can people get a hold of some Mean Motor Scooter?
You search for us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bandcamp. I think it's facebook.com/meanmotorscootersounds maybe, or music, I don't know. meanmotorscootertx.com.
All right. Also, our record is in a lot of the local record stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should be able to find us at Panther City, Dreamy Life, Docs.
Docs, yeah.
Yeah.
Good records.
Listen to us right here on the local lunch.
Yes. Yes. do that. I highly recommend Mean Motor Scooter. So go out there, get yourself a copy. I'm in the process of waiting. I'm moving into a new house, so I'm going to get a new record player. Going to go get it on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
Starting a new vinyl collection, so.
Well, let me know when you get the turntable. We'll bring one over to you.
Sweet. Yes! All right, well, thank you very much for making the trek over here. I know you guys have all been at work today, so I appreciate you taking the time to come over here and letting us know a little bit about Lolaween and what's going on with Mean Motor Scooter. keep making fantastic music because we love it here, and I know a lot of our listeners really dig it. So keep doing what you're doing. Looking forward to the next couple albums, and thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.